wind up looking at Celia. She got killed. He said, "Can you take me over there so I can put her to sleep?" Somebody picked him up. Got him over there. And saw where the bridge took place and everything. You know, and then, a couple months later, something like that, my girlfriend came over and she told me, she said that there was a detective there at Derek's house asking her questions and things. Asked where I was. more as far as understanding with him that, you know, I stay out of his way and stay out of my personal problems. I helped him out because, you know, the man moved to hell and out of this state, bought her a nice house and everything, and down in Austin, Nevada, Moorhead City, Arizona, you know, the same place, Red Press Roof. She was even scared of me, you know, and why, I don't know, I guess I was young and impressionable when I was 17 and I wanted the lifestyle they had, you know, and I'm a lot older than my wife, you know, I've realized that I really messed up my life, you know, being involved in this thing. I've lost everything I've owned, everything I've ever wanted in life. Yeah. accessory to the crime or second degree. Let's check your time. I know you did.
Yes, sir.
The crime of accessory. You know, I would have only done 3/4 of the first degree murder charge. Which would have been 9 years. I've done my time for my partner's crime. You know, I paid my debt. Say I'm sorry if it helps. You know, nobody out there really didn't know my emotions over the radio. You know how I feel about this whole thing now. I know what I've had to go through, you know, what I have gone through being here all this time. You know, and the things I've dealt with. Behind this on the side. Personally, you know, emotionally, it's torn me up. It's part of the reason my health is real bad. But I had to go on, you know, because if nobody would do anything about her and put her away, then my feeling is just the fact that we'd be on the streets and cut me loose if she's still out there. I'm not here to do nothing to the lady. I don't have to. Just me being free and walking around if they don't do nothing to her is enough for me. Not from the satisfaction of the people knowing that she's going to have to look over her shoulder the rest of her life wondering if I'm going to do something to her. Because her own sister has told her they screwed the kid over. They did it wrong. You know, if he gets out, you better watch it. Because I'm afraid he's going to hurt you. You know, and that's enough. Mother's the one that